show punches his playoff ticket despite his 11-game winning streak ending. The Rebels clinch, putting the Nanomites on the outside looking in. The Pyramid of Touchdowns, Outpost 788, Warriors, and RHBs are left to fight it out for the two remaining spots. It's Couch Hole Week! Don't miss anything coming up on this week's What's On Your Mind Fantasy Football Sports Desk.
Couch Bowl!
Oh, yes, baby. We are having our in-table fire out back with the rest of the chaplain's assistants sitting around it. It'll slowly build up during the week as we have end tables. Next, we'll have love seats, and eventually, it'll lead up to the great fire of futons.
Love seats, you say? All right, let's get to it.
It's Couch Bowl.
Well, we got a little ground to cover before we get to Couch Bowl. Let's turn back on the week that was Week 13. Hey, we'll start it off big. The Fort Wadsworth Warriors setting a league record with 176 points against the Springfield No Logins, 51. That is the biggest point total and the biggest win in league history, 176 to 51. Idea, Gary threw 176 on the board, and he had a guy get shut out. Jimmy Graham, of all people. No points.
Of all people.
No points. Marcus Golston chips in for 7, and then here's the rest of the roster. Andrew Luck in his 5 touchdowns, 41 points. Almost beat Springfield by himself. Jamal Charles was like the crappy guy, only 11 points. St. Louis tailback Trey Mason at his 3 touchdowns, 33 points. Kenny Stills from New Orleans, 22 points. Chris Borland, the San Francisco linebacker we talked about at length last week, 17 points in the loss. The Rams defense throws a score, 18 sacks and 5 turnovers on the board. 30 points for the Rams defense. And then finally, kicker Cody Parkey with 15 as he just hits chip shot after chip shot against the Cowboys. Just gimme points, 176 for Fort Wadsworth. My jaw is still hanging open.
And I'm spent.
And you're out. You'll probably lose next week. You'll probably score 60 points.
You would deserve that, Gary. You would deserve that.
An impressive show by Springfield not logging in. Roddy White didn't play. Jared Cook did not do a whole lot against
nothing
against Oakland, except cause controversy. Good play on there, Tommy Funleroy. Come on, man. We expected more from you. Come on, man. Listen in there. We need the bench to say, come on, man.
Come on, man!
All right, we'll move on. We will take a couple seconds, let Gary's huge week sink in. Move on to another high-scoring game. Rock Mastrangelo's RHPs from Long Island, 141.
Now, let me tell you about this score. I believe 140 was the previous high of the year going into this week.
It was for the year, and it would have been second all-time.
And that was the horror show a couple weeks back. Rock beats him 141. Duke's Dominators does not put up a slouch effort.
No, 110 wins most every other week in this league. He just hit the wrong guy, or one of the two wrong guys, or actually one of the three wrong guys, and we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, Duke's Dominators, 110 points, fourth highest total in the league this week, pummeled by 30 points. If he had played Gary, he'd have been pummeled by 50 points. If the RHPs had played Gary, he'd have been pummeled by 30 points. It's just a rough week. Matt Ryan, CJ Anderson, 23 points apiece. Julio Jones was the big winner at 24. He's got 4 more guys in double figures, and the other guys are still chipping in. You know, 110, Le'Veon Bell and his 30 points. Sean Hill and his wacky 25. Dismissed. Go home. You're terrible. Sorry, Nick Adams. We apologize. Some weeks are just that tough in the What's On Joe My Fantasy Football League. Jamie Johnson.
It's a shame because he logs in. He's still trying.
Yeah, he's busting his butt at 5-7 coming into this, and he gets wasted by one of the great fluke weeks in our league's history. We apologize, Nick Adams. We still salute your service. That's a tough one to drop right there.
Long Island improves to 7-6, a game and a half behind myself, and Duke's Dominators falls to 5-8.
I mean, when you get 25 points out of Sean Hill...
Yeah, you figure you're going to win that one. That's your week.
Brutal.
Yeah. That is your week at the races.
Yeah.
But moving on, we've got big score number 3. Jamie Johnson.
Jamie!
And his Transformer squad, 133, thumping the New England Bazookas with a score of 74. We're not surprised that he beat the New England Bazookas. I'm more surprised that the New England Bazookas scored 74.
Proving that my team is just more than fantasy football defense.
It
<We can. laughs>
Well, Joe Flacco got in there, gave him 27, so that's a much better performance than he's used to seeing.
They traded up.
They traded up with Gary. Gary got his backup, so now all he's got to do is keep Andrew Luck from getting hit 70 more times between now and the end of the season. I'm still taking the over on that one. Jamie, with a big week, huge week out of DeAndre Hopkins, that's insane what he's doing in Houston.
You're never seeing that again.
He's turned it into Andre Johnson 2.0.
I would personally like to just thank Calvin Johnson, week 12, thank you for showing up finally.
Yeah, and he only did it to your Bears.
Well, come on now. What did you expect?
I think they had Chris Conte on him most of the game. Ryan Tannehill, only 7 points for you in the Monday night game, you know, against the Jets, a surprisingly game Jets team.
That was a horrible game.
Tannehill's been real good for you the last couple of months. Didn't have to be last night. 12 out of Mark Ingram, 15 out of Brandon LaFell, 13 out of J.J. Watt. Touchdown, J.J. And a big week from the Colts defense because, you know, they were only playing Washington, so whatever. Playing Washington. That should almost be its own catchphrase at this point.
May want to guard someone in a blue shirt.
Yeah, somebody deep.
Someone in a blue shirt. Just be within 5 yards. Make Andrew Luck try.
Yeah, there was one of the replay shows I was watching because we had the Rams Raiders debacle and nothing else. That was the only game on.
That's horrible.
I mean, I feel it's one of those where I was happy for the home fans. Obviously, St. Louis is a town that's had its problems in the last couple of weeks. At least all the locals got to watch the Rams go and play a good football game. It was well timed. But I was watching some of the Colts replay. They had one play on first down. They sent four guys out on routes that were more than 10 yards, and all four of them were open.
Easily open.
Yeah, like 5 yards open. Now, I understand playing a zone, but that does imply that you've got someone in that zone.
But be proud, the coach and the GM are proud they've placed the blame solely on the quarterbacking of RG3, so they've saved their jobs for one more year.
Yeah, for one more year. Although, really, with Washington, you never know. They've actually got a really good year out of Marty Ball and canned him anyway.
I'd still like to thank Justin Bell, who finally logged in, made changes, and still started Patrick Willis. Played it down all year.
It doesn't matter. It's not like he wasn't coming up with 50 points. So,
but congratulations, Jamie. Either way, you have clinched in your inaugural season a 500 season. Very good.
I am now officially the best team that's not in the playoffs, thanks to the commissioner's shenanigans stylings of playoff teams.
Yeah, the division winners go to the playoffs. That's terrible. That's awful. That is a terrible way to design your playoffs.
Shenanigans. But
the Duff Crew dealing the death blow to the Nanomite. 88-59. That's poor.
That is nail in the coffin.
Yeah, dropping the Nanomites to 7-6. The Duff Crew improves to 6-7. Not a big week from the money man, Peyton Manning.
No, I heard about that one.
And then Daniel Heron, Boom Heron, gave us 13 points.
That was a good start on her part. Big week by Boom.
Nothing else happened for Debbie last week. Nothing else happened.
I told her, actually, going into the game, I said, you should cut Reggie Wayne. And she kept...
Well, it's not Reggie's fault. It's just he's the slowest receiver.
It's hard to believe he is the slowest receiver of the Colts.
The slowest one, so, you know, when it's just free run, he was the least furthest down the field. So he didn't get any big passes.
Yeah, in a game where they're leading by a lot early, he's just not on the field.
Yeah.
Why would you throw the 36-year-old guy out there for that? Yeah, small week for Reggie. In a tight game, he's going to be in there. He's going to be getting catches and earning points. But in a blowout, he's just not. Whereas, you know, Duff Crew got a good game out of the Sanchez. Got four more guys in double figures.
That's what it takes.
Good solid effort for that 88 points. You know, sadly dispatched Debbie rather handily.
Basically, the Cowboys giving that one away Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Between Mark Sanchez and the Eagles defense.
Yeah. Yeah, if you let those guys get off on you, you're not gonna stand. That Eagles defense is highly roastable.
But some proud tight end play here in this game. The double zero.
the double goose egg for Delaney Walker and for Charles Clay. Tight end is such a crapshoot in this league, especially this year, where Jimmy Graham's a little off and Gronkowski, you know, has his big weeks, and then he has other weeks where he's not so big. And even then, so after that, you're just hoping you have that guy that strikes oil with the 3-yard touchdown reception. Tight end is a crapshoot.
And just a note, I'm expecting a big bounce back week for Robert Griffin next week. So my advice to the Duff crew, start RG3 next week.
even though they've already said that the man born to play quarterback, Colt McCoy, will start next week.
Yeah, but I'm expecting a party sub to land on his head from Subway and Jared or something. Robert Griffin's got this.
Yeah, saying that because you're lining him up next week.
So with the win, the Duff crew is 6-7. They are eliminated because they are 2.5 out. Those two games to play. Paris Nanomites, they still have a shot for a winning season, but they are now eliminated from the playoffs. Their record is now 7-6. So you might as well talk about who just clinched their division, Mike.
We got the Millville Rebels at 9-3-1 with a nice easy win over the Body Massagers of Jay Taylor.
That is a clinching division win right there.
That's right. That's a segue is what they call that in the business. 81-47. Big week out of Ben Roethlisberger. Looks like he was back to normal as opposed to Colin Kaepernick. Jamie Johnson, congratulations. You scored more in fantasy football last week than Colin Kaepernick did.
I am the crazy lefty. I got some weird spin on the ball.
It comes out as hand weird. And I mean, that's not the
I did. I completed one pass for 20 yards and then threw the next 27 off my center's butt. But that was resulting in a zero.
That was a horrible game.
Yeah, it was
just a horrible
that hurt
game.
To watch.
Oh,
unless you like secondary play, in which case it was a pretty good game to watch. But they don't even put the camera on the secondary, so good luck with that.
I would question why Antonio Brown sat against the Saints. 23 points.
Yeah.
Not that it would have made all the difference, but
made a little bit more respectable.
I think Jay Taylor, I don't think he's logged in for a few weeks. So I think Jay Taylor's bowed out when his playoff stock went south. But congratulations to Chris Brown and his band of renown. 9-3-1, going to be in the playoffs.
Playoffs?
That's what Jim Morris said. Big win. Big win for Millville.
That's ticket number two, punch to the playoffs.
Carson and the confirmation.
Hey, there we go.
Taking down the horror show, snapping the streak. 106-102.
Hallelujah. Toast to you, Carson.
There's a man who's still logging in. His record improves 5-8. Horror show falls, in quotation marks, to 11-2. Cam Newton didn't kill him this week. Big week out of the Vikings defense because they got to play Cam Newton in the Carolina. Good effort out of Rashad Jennings in the loss to Jacksonville. Sorry, I had another aneurysm.
You okay? Gonna be all right? You're gonna survive?
I think so. I think so. I think in my brain, the Giants kicker just hit a late field goal to put him up two.
I think you're thinking of that Buffalo Super Bowl win.
I'm doing what I have to do to survive. And that survives a big 40-point week from Drew Brees for the horror show. Kind of let down by the supporting cast. Not much else going on. Three guys in double figures, but nobody else over 13.
Yeah, but 102 will normally get you the win, but a Andre Ellington no-show is probably what cost the horror show their winning streak.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's worse than a no-show. At least you can blame an injury on a no-show. Andre Ellington went out and put up a point.
Which is two more than Colin Kaepernick.
Two more than Colin Kaepernick. You know, it turns out also two more than the Cowboys' defense. So congratulations to the confirmation. Not premature this week. Right on time.
But the horror show, with their victory last week, did punch their ticket there in the playoffs at 11-2.
We got to just hope somebody can match up and get the fluky week to beat them if they're going to have a prayer, because that's a real solid roster. But moving forward, we've got Pyramid of Touchdowns with a win over past champion Dan Uthman and the Charlottesville Keelhauls, 89-82. This is the only game this week that looked normal. The roster for Charlottesville coming along. Just they've had some bad weeks and some guys got off to bad starts. Now as we get going, they've put some wins together here and there, and it's really not a bad club. Focusing on instead the big week, Matthew Stafford got off against the Bears because it's the Bears. 26 points leading the way. That's really the difference in this one. A solid effort there.
Failure to start Kobe Fleener against the free-range Redskins. 24 sitting on the bench.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Good thing you got a win on that one anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Martellus Bennett, at least he showed up. But 10 points at least. At least there was something at the tight end spot.
And just think, Kobe could have scored more if he would have just caught that one pass. Dude was wide open.
Yeah, he had one of those.
Let's put it this way. It's not showing up on the highlight.
Yeah, pretty much. It just got all the donk. Because that was probably the sound it made when it hit his hand. Donk. Last but not least, the FUs put another one on the board. 93-78 winners over Oregon Outpost 788.
That just cost Oregon first place.
Yeah, that's a spoiler in the Oregon column. But the FUs with 93 points, the way was led by Aaron Rodgers, 28 points. Torrey Smith Seattle. With 18. Seattle defense with 18. Nobody else was squadoosh. Well, I got a touchdown out of Golden Tate sighting in Detroit.
Oh, hello.
He's been there all year. Well, it's Charles Johnson decided to finally appear.
Yeah, he's been there all year except when Megatron's on the field. He's been out there. They just haven't been throwing it to him. 78 points for Oregon Outpost. They got it out of Brady. They got it out of Shady. Rashad Johnson with a nice week on defense. And not much else going on. Meat of the order. Did not step up for Oregon Outpost. You'd have thought if Martavis Bryant would have gotten something going, more than 2 points. And the Julius Thomas scratch was a killer. That's a tight end who's been producing consistently all year, and just to not have him there last minute like that is pretty awful for your team.
With the win, Ashley goes to 5-8. With the loss, Oregon Outpost falls to 6-7 and are clinging on to some last week's hopes.
Yeah, I think Ashley, correct me if I'm wrong, Jamie, because you certainly know her better than me, but I think Ashley is probably happier that she's playing spoiler than actually winning.
No, I think she'd prefer to win. She'd prefer to win.
All right.
Preview time.
2 games left. Let's take a look ahead to week 14.
Big week.
Big week.
Rivalry week.
Gary, tell us about Couch Bowl.
The third partaking of the Couch Bowl, where you have the 8-4-1 Fort Wadsworth Warriors needing to win to clinch their division, and the Paris Dynamites, 7-6, are standing in the way. It could have been scripted any other way.
You realize that your wife may try to kill you this week.
She has concealed the iPad screen as much as possible, so I cannot see what's going on there whatsoever.
You might want to have the daughter taste your food, is what I'm saying.
Hey, Mike, did you get my approval for the trade of Charles Johnson and Alshon Jeffries for Sean Sweezum? I need to upgrade a kicker.
No. No, not happening.
I figured that seemed fair to me.
You can bitch and moan all you want. But we've also got the RHPs
needing a win.
Needing a win against the suddenly defunct Springfield Teal Ninjas.
And I'm not feeling good about this whatsoever.
No, so you're looking at dropping that half game this week is what you're looking at, huh?
Come on, Tommy Fauntleroy. Freaking log in for a change.
Come on, man!
Millville squares off against the Duff Crew, Andy Bibbin and Foster.
And a game that no one cares about.
In a game that will not matter to the standings. Similarly, the Body Massagers and Jay Taylor will take on Nick Adams and Duke's Dominators. The Keel Halls will square off against the Confirmation, 6-7 versus 5-8. The Horror Show gets to bottom feed, and let's see if they can break a record against the Bazookas.
Nah, cause give me something to hang on to.
And Jamie, you've got Oregon Outpost 788, the game that they've got to have. 8-5 over 6-7. You're actually should be the favorite in this one, although the early line has you down by 8.5. So you go out there and try and get Sweezum?
I have Brandon LaFell and Denard Hopkins, so I'm okay at wide receiver. So I'm thinking, you know, I need to upgrade a kicker. So, you know, Charles Johnson for Alshon Jeffries. That seems legit, right? That seems legit.
Yeah, you're all over it.
Yeah, you know, they only scored as a group 40 points last week at receiver. Can we change that tight end spot? I need to get my fourth receiver in there somewhere.
No.
No.
No. No, you may not. And lastly, the FUs take on Pyramid of Touchdowns in a game they'd like to have. Ashley favored by 9 points in this one. Right, that Aaron Rodgers hat trick.
She can play big time spoiler.
She's got the league MVP on the roster. Anything can happen there. But move on and let's talk standings. A lot of things got sorted out this week. The Sunbow Division,
it's done.
Over Millville is champion, 9-3-1. Paris in second place, 2.5 back at 7-6. Followed by Duke's Dominators and Springfield Teal Ninjas at 5-8.
Now, I tried the cushion out for her. I said, you did clinch second place. She would have nothing of it.
Moving forward to the Resolute Division for the time being. We've got Fort Madsworth 8-4-1 leading the way. Game and a half up on the RHPs. You know what this means, Gary.
That tie's going to come back and screw me.
You win, and you're in. You win and you're in. The only way you can miss the playoffs at this point is by dropping both games and having watching the RHPs win both games. So margin to bear, very slim for Mr. Mastrangelo, although he's having a hell of a season and should be winning that division.
It should be noted that along with Jamie's team, they share the longest current win streak right now at 3 straight weeks. So if there's any hot team out there, Long Island's it.
Yeah. Then we got the Renegade Division, the Horror Show, 11-2, sewed this up last week. Jamie's Transformer Squad, 8-5, man.
So, recap, winning one division, half a game behind Gary, still a fighting chance in the Sunbow, but here I am, locked out.
Hey, I can only play the games that I'm scheduled to play.
Sorry that I didn't predict the future correctly and assign you a division that you felt that you could win with enough softball.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, the other two teams in my division, 6 and 7, but I'm 8-5. Yeah, this seems fair. Yeah, this seems fair. I'm not the third or fourth best team here. Not me.
Stop your pitching.
No, that's not likely to happen, Gary. And then lastly, we've got the Deke Division, where it's still tight. Pyramid of Touchdowns at 7-6. Oregon Outpost 788, just one game back. 6-7. The Confirmation 5-8, two games back.
They're still in this at 5-8.
I think they lose the tiebreaker. I don't think they're in this, Spencer. I'd have to go back and double check. But as far as record goes, they're still breathing. The respirator's still going, despite being three games worse than Jamie Johnson.
It feels like the whole NFC South there.
Yeah, maybe. Although they at least got somebody at 7-6. So it's like the NFC South if Cleveland was there.
Cleveland.
Hey man, do you have the fever?
I am feeling the fever.
Johnny Football fever. Are you ready?
I'm glad somebody is. I don't think it's going to happen. They'll make the decision tomorrow. I don't think they're gonna pull Hoyer just yet. I think he's got a short leash on Sunday, but I think he makes the start. First turnover, might see a change in the gun.
Probably a really quick trigger on that one.
Yeah, tough game to have a tight collar on, but the fact of the matter is Cleveland's got to have this one against the Colts. You don't necessarily want to go into it with a rookie. Wasn't playing because he was having problems with the playbook.
Rookie quarterbacks in their first start, or non-experienced quarterbacks in their early starts, tend to do well. Historically do well against the Colts. Look at Colt McCoy last week, and let's go way back to somebody called Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Gus Frerotte, I remember, had a big game in his first start against the Colts. But the Colts have their own formula for this. They're going to sign former Carmel quarterback Mark Herman, let him win the game, and then cut it. That's how you play the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, it didn't work. The Curtis Painter experience did not work out for the Colts. Well, actually, it did because it got him Andrew Luck. So
got him Andrew Luck. It worked out pretty amazingly, I think.
We're on the cusp of week 14. Half the tickets have been punched to the playoffs. The consolation ladder is starting to settle in here. What can we say? It's time for some football. Are you ready?
We're always ready for some math. Nerds.
So we'll catch you next week in the next episode of the What's On Your Mind Fantasy Football-esque. See ya.
Nerds. I think I'm Chuck's hero now.